Welcome, everybody. This is the teleseminar that is 100% laser-focused on you and your next big thing. So I wanted to just welcome everybody. Thank you for, number one, investing in your own success by joining us, and then thank you for also investing your time and your energy in taking the steps that we're going to give you during this program to move you from ideas into action and implementation. Before we jump in, I made mention of this before I started the recording a second ago. There is going to be a special gift waiting for you at the end of this call. And whether you call it a gift or a reward or a bribe, it's definitely going to be worthwhile hanging out till the bitter end. Finally, as we're talking for the next 55 minutes or so, you may have questions. And I think the more questions you have, the better, because this is stimulating your brain cells then. I want you to feel free to email me your questions if you're at your computer, on your smartphone, wherever you may be participating in the call. My email is david@doitmarketing.com. I may not be able to get to everyone's question, but I'll do my best on the call, and I'm happy to follow up with you after if you didn't get the specific answer you need. Again, my email address is david@doitmarketing.com. And just use the subject line question so I can see your question right away when it lands in my inbox. Now, let's begin. The first thing I want to encourage everyone to do, and you can do it right along with me, is I'd like you to take a nice, deep, long breath. Just a nice inhale, like as if we're at the doctor's office. And we're not going to put the stethoscope on your chest or on your back. But the breathing component is especially important, because the first key to success after you've decided to make a big change or to reboot your marketing or to pivot your entrepreneurial business or to start something totally brand new and exciting is to take a deep breath mentally and physically and spiritually and psychologically, just to get recentered and to let go of some of the craziness that you may be experiencing right now. So what does that mean? You may be unfocused. You may be doing too much low-fee work. You may be stuck with the wrong kinds of clients. You may be taking on the wrong kinds of projects. In fact, the irony of this, when you're considering your next big thing, is the reason that you may be considering your next big thing is you may feel more stuck than ever in your current thing. So coming up with and executing your next big thing is going to be really hard if you don't let go of some of that baggage first. So give yourself an emotional and intellectual fresh start. To me and to my experience of coming up with these new big things, next big things, frankly, that's part of the fun of the next big thing, is it gives you a clean slate. Now, let's dig into our agenda for the rest of the strategy session. What you're going to take away from our time together today, we're going to look at how to design the next big thing strategy for your particular business, your specific business. Now, again, I can't do that for you, but I will tell you how to go about doing it for yourself. We're going to clarify exactly what your next big thing might be. And even during this call, in the next 53 minutes, you may have a whole bunch of ideas. We are going to qualify some as a yes or a maybe, and we're going to disqualify others as a no, that's not going to work, that's not going to fit, that doesn't leverage your best assets and strengths and gifts. Then we're going to build a 3PR game plan. And 3PR is a term I'll explain a little bit later on the call today. But we're going to build a 3PR game plan so that you can start serving much larger clients or take on significantly more profitable projects or make sure that your next big thing, whatever it is, gets more traction more quickly. All of that comes from a 3PR game plan. Then we're going to discover and evaluate some potential niche markets for you and how to decide which direction and, you know, in which wind direction you want to set your sails for maximum success with your next big thing. Then we're going to talk about a simple, repeatable process for guest-free product development, guest-free service development that ensures that you only create products and services that your target market is eager to buy. And we're going to talk about a hungry market and how to identify and how to tap into a hungry market. We're going to look at packaging and promoting and pricing your offerings to optimize your sales. We're going to look at how to develop a continuing stream of new prospects and fill your funnel with people who are interested, eager, and qualified to buy from you. And then we're going to look at some ways you can do all of this in a specific, structured, and stepwise way, short-circuit any sense of overwhelm, which may be a new concept for some of us, because most of these new things, we feel overwhelmed, we feel buried with marketing jobs. And then finally, how to gain significant traction for your next big thing. And again, the traction might be how to go ahead with it or how to put it back on the shelf and how to go ahead with something else that's going to be better, more fun, more profitable, and more valuable for your prospects and for your clients. So let's start with defining what your next big thing should be. The first and the most obvious answer that I referred to earlier is, I have no idea. I have no idea. I have, you know, you probably have a much better idea than I do. But the good news is that you do know, and you probably have dozens of ideas bouncing around in your head. And let me share just a few of mine from the past dozen or so years, just to give you an idea of the possibilities and the range and the realm of things that you might consider doing. So this will start to kind of prime the pump for you to figure out, you know, how big should I be thinking? Am I thinking too small? Is this something that has to be in a straight line to my current business? And the answer, of course, is you cannot think too big, and it absolutely does not have to be in a straight direct line to the business that you're doing now. So just a couple of anecdotes from my own life by way of kind of sharing some different things from different avenues that might be of interest to you. So I'm going to take you back about 13 years, year 2000. I am a huge video game geek, video game nerd, old school classic gamer. Atari, Pac-Man, Space Invaders, ColecoVision, Intellivision, Missile Command, all of those old school games. Just loved them ever since I was a teenager back in the 1970s. So I've always wanted to host an old school video game expo. In the year 2000, I took the leap. It was called Philly Classic, and it was dubbed the East Coast Classic Video Gamers Event. If you're really curious, if you're morbidly curious, you can Google it. You can Google Philly Classic, and there's a ton of photos and blog entries and fan sites and all kinds of crazy things about it. We started out with 50 people. 50 people came to the first one in a small hotel meeting room. We had two stand-up arcade machines. That was the year 2000. In the year 2001, it grew to 300 people. In the year 2002, it grew to 1,000 people. And by the fifth year, we had rented out the entire ground floor of the Valley Forge Convention Center, 30,000 square feet of expo space, and had over 2,500 attendees at the event, over 100 stand-up arcade game machines, and sponsors like Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft and GameStop. Now, the arc of that took about 5 years. Since then, I've learned some things, and we're going to share some of these things today, that your next big thing, your dream project, your secret sort of fantasy business does not have to take 5 years. And just for the record, full disclosure, the first 3 years were break even or I lost a little bit of money. The fourth year, we made a little bit of money, and the fifth year, I made a nice amount of money. Not for the time, by the way, so my hourly rate was probably $20. So that's not what I recommend for you. But overall, cumulatively, if you look at the 5 years, it was peanuts. That fifth year, if I had known now what I knew in the fifth year of doing that project, it would have been very, very profitable. And the last year, it was very, very profitable. Second example, much more recently, I wanted to write a major publisher bookstore book. some of you may want to write a major publisher bookstore book. In fact, that may be your next big thing, is getting published. New York publisher, John Wiley & Sons, McGraw-Hill, Amacom, Career Press, whoever it may be. I've got clients that are published with all of those guys. But I wanted to have my own major market bookstore book, the Do It Marketing book. So from idea to agent to proposal, that took 7 weeks. My agent sold the book in 1 week, and then it was about 15 months to get the book from my computer screen onto a bookstore shelf near you. So 18 months, start to finish. I'm doing better here, right, gang? I'm doing better from 5 years down to 18 months. 18 months, start to finish. I just got my first sales statement just this past week. Last week, I got my first sales statement, which is like how many books were sold and the royalties and how much against my advance and all this other kind of craziness. I almost earned out my advance. So we sold 6,000 books in the first 45 days, almost earned out my advance. I had like another $900 to go between now and the time they start writing me additional royalty checks above and beyond the advance. Now, here's the interesting fact. 90% of business books never, ever earn out their royalty, their advance. So for me to do that 45 days from publication date is pretty awesome. And I didn't do it alone. And we'll talk a little bit later on the powerful tools that you can use to do something similarly amazing. But this just shows the power of featuring and leveraging other people and not going it alone, like a lone wolf. Last one, because this call is really about your big thing, not mine, but I'll tell you that for 10 years, since about 2003, I've been wanting to produce a TED-style conference. This is way before TED became popular. This is way before the TEDx movement and all the crowdsourced TED conferences. This was even before they put the videos online. I was just a huge fan of TED, and I said, man, I want to do something like that, but I want to do it for the entrepreneurial community. I want to do it for small business owners, micro business owners, and I don't want to make it all about talking heads. I want to make it experiential and interactive. 10 years ago, I'm thinking this. So, after 10 years of not doing it and being frustrated and having this pet project, this dream project, this next big thing on the shelf, dormant, in love with its potential, but not giving it any energy, any momentum, any anything, April 25th of this year, April 25th, 2013, all the people and energy and commitment finally came together, and I decided to host an event called America Talks Business on July 25th. Now, that was 90 days on the calendar exactly. I made the decision April 25th. I booked the space for July 25th. That's 3 months. That's 90 days. It was insane pressure, almost impossible task. The happy outcome of that is the event sold out. It was fantastic. We got some incredible video, which should be posted soon, and I hope you can take part in the next one as we travel the country with these events. If you're curious, again, the website there is americatalksbusiness.com. So I've done this slow, I've done this medium, I've done this fast for myself, and I've helped clients do it either medium or fast. We're trying not to go the slow route with clients that I work with. But, you know, think about the progression here. 5 years, right, from dream to reality, 18 months from dream to reality, 90 days from dream to reality. This is what I'm hoping to do for you in the next 45 minutes, is give you the mindset, the skill set, the tools, the momentum to start thinking through, not think about, but thinking through how to implement your next big thing, which, again, it could be a natural extension of your existing business. So, for example, in my world, the America Talks Business Conference was all focused on small business, marketing, sales, and business development. That's 100% in line with my main core business as a marketing speaker and a marketing coach, all the way to some sort of fantasy side business like my video game expo, which had nothing to do, and my wife keeps reminding me for 5 years, honey, this has nothing to do with your main core business. Are you sure you should be spending time and money and energy to make that happen? So, you know, I've had that conversation too. But the point is that whether yours is in line or just totally separate, you can do it. Now, your next big thing could be anything. It might be productizing your core services. It could be pivoting your expertise into a new market or a new industry. It could be creating new recurring revenue streams. So we talked at the top of the call before we started the recording, a couple of people are looking at doing online courses or how to webify your business, how to put your expertise online so that it's more scalable, more accessible, and has its own momentum separate from your personal time, attention, and presence, which is awesome. It could be refocusing your business in a whole new direction. It could be starting something that you've always dreamed of doing. It could be creating a service or a product that you yourself wish existed, something that you could use yourself to solve one of your real-life problems. So the criteria is simple. It needs to be at the intersection of three circles. And I know this is a teleseminar. It's not a webinar. It would be great to have a flip chart or a PowerPoint to show you. Imagine in your mind three circles. The first circle is what you are passionate about. So if you're taking notes, you want to take some notes on this, first circle at the top of the page is what I am passionate about. Now, a lot of entrepreneurial coaches and a lot of Fast Company articles and a lot of nonsense on the internet will tell you that's all you need. Passion is enough. I'm here to tell you, my friends, passion is not enough. People that start a passion is enough business go broke. So don't do that. That's one third of the equation. Because I want you to draw an arrow then from that first circle, draw a second arrow to a second circle that says who I am passionate about. So the first circle is what I am passionate about. The second circle is who I am passionate about. Is it corporate executives? Is it people who ride motorcycles? Is it forest rangers? Is it people who love antique books? Is it people who enter pie-eating contests? I don't care who it is. I don't care how offbeat and how crazy. But you have to have a tribe. You have to have a following. You have to have a community to tap into that this service offering or this product or this program makes 1,000% sense. And then this third circle, and here's where we connect the dots. Here's where we start testing and proving out your business idea for your next big thing. The third circle is what those people are passionate about. So what are they passionate about learning or doing or becoming that your product and your service offers? So again, just to review the three circles. First circle, top of the piece of paper. What I am passionate about. Connect that with the second circle, lower right. Who I am passionate about. Third circle, lower left of the piece of paper, what are they passionate about learning, doing, being, or becoming? And if you can put your next big thing right at the intersection of those three circles, you're going to have an unstoppable business. And we're going to talk later in the call today about this concept of developing or identifying a hungry tribe of buyers. This is the first step of that. So let's move on. I want to talk to you a little bit about this concept of 3PR and developing a 3PR game plan for your next big thing. 3PR is a term that I coined. I wrote a detailed blog about this called How to Profit from 3PR. But let me cover the highlights here with you now, and then you can read the blog later if you want to, for additional detail or a little more fine-tuning on this. But the 3PR game plan is designed to dramatically boost your visibility and your credibility to give your next big thing the momentum it needs. So 3PR, the acronym, stands for Personalized Professional Public Relations. And I'll repeat that for you. 3PR is Personalized Professional Public Relations. The three pillars of a 3PR campaign are, number one, speaking. So targeting profit-rich speaking engagements in front of audiences composed of high-probability prospects. and then developing a marketing magnet presentation that will engage, attract, and convert prospects to take the next step in your new client acquisition process. So that's a tall order, but it's really, really important. I can't tell you how many clients and how many consultants and coaches and other people that are running either a business-to-business operation or even a business-to-consumer operation, they say, you know what? You put me in the right room with the right people that are there for the right reason, I will leave that room with closed business. I will leave that room with new clients and customers. I will leave that room with money in my pocket. So speaking is huge. And I'm not talking about just the paid professional speaking that you may do and that you know I do for fees. I'm also talking about the kind of free speaking that's a lead generator into your next big thing, whatever product or service or program that might be. So the first leg of 3PR is speaking. Second leg is writing. Articles, white papers, special reports, blogs, tip sheets, anything that your prospects will find valuable and relevant. And let me just underline valuable and relevant. So you need to become known for creating and sharing a consistent stream of high-quality information that solves your prospects' problems even before they hire you. And by the way, traditional PR, meaning placing articles and hard copy and digital venues that your prospects read and respect, although possibly important, is generally icing on the cake, since the web has made all of us into publishers. So if you're on YouTube, you're a publisher. If you have a blog, you're a publisher. If you host articles on your own website, you're a publisher. If you've done some basic search engine optimization where your website is findable and visible and credible, you're a publisher. Final leg of 3PR is social media. Now, social media platforms like Twitter and LinkedIn now generate up to 40% of traffic for small and solo business websites. And if you're not taking advantage of these social media platforms to offer value and invite engagement with your target market, and again, business to business or business to consumer, doesn't matter. This applies for both. But if you're not using the social media platforms that are relevant to your specific target market, you're missing a significant opportunity to generate leads and to stimulate meaningful prospect conversations. That's true, by the way, for your old thing that you're doing now, the current thing, and it's true for your next big thing. So the overall impact of a 3PR campaign can be boiled down to one word, expertizing. And expertizing, becoming an expert, becoming a trusted authority, is the cumulative effect of your speaking, writing, and social media efforts. Taken to the extreme, it might even result in you writing a nonfiction business book to position you as a recognized authority in that field, but certainly anything in between, an ebook, a podcast, teleseminars like this one. There are things that you can have up and running in a week or two that don't need 18 months to write, you know, a New York Times best-selling published book. So think small, but start thinking proactively about how you can use the speaking strategy, the publishing strategy, the social media strategy, all in the service of your next big thing. So whatever your next big thing might be, whatever it may be, you certainly don't need to write a 200-page book to get started, but you do need a proactive, aggressive game plan to put the right messages out into the marketplace and to attract your first batch of fans, subscribers, followers, customers, and clients. Coming up, I want to talk about how you can evaluate potential niche markets and decide how to set up your next big thing to maximize your chance of success. First, let's take a station break to let you know how you and I might work together to create, launch, market, and sell your next big thing if you're serious about making it happen. So there's two different ways that we can work together during the months of September, October, and November to make sure that your business is more profitable, more enjoyable, and more fun, and to make your next big thing a reality. The first way is by working with me one-on-one in my marketing mentor program. Some of you may have already seen this. Some of you I know are graduates of this. So if you want to sign up for a second round, we can talk about that. But this is where you get individualized attention. You get strategic support. You get tactical guidance. You get both the conceptual framework around marketing and sales and business development and hands-on weekly calls with me to help you market and sell more effectively. So essentially, this is like having me on your team for unlimited help with strategy, tactics, marketing, sales, business development, everything and anything to help you grow your business and succeed with your next big thing, even if your next big thing is your current thing with more clients and more fun. Now, normally, 90 days of marketing mentoring is $7,500. If you apply for a conversation with me by the end of today, August 20th, you're going to save $2,000, and for you, it goes down to $5,500. So if you want to have a conversation about that and lock in that pricing, email me right now and put in the subject line 90-day deal. My email, again, is david@doitmarketing.com. And now I've got one more thing to add for this. And I've never done this before, and it makes this offer kind of a no-brainer if you're ready for it. If you sign up for the 90-day unlimited coaching and consulting package, I'm going to give you 4 bonus weeks for free. That means that we're now doing a 4-month marketing mentor program instead of 3. You can either extend your program immediately and do all 4 months at a clip, or you can bank those extra 4 sessions, do 90 days with me, save the extra 4 sessions as a marketing emergency fund for later. So that's offer number one. Second offer is for you and I to work through a 3-session strategy and roadmap process to give your marketing results a boost in a shorter, better defined program. So there we're going to work on your business model, your revenue model, your service offerings. We're going to look at your articulation and distinction, including naming and branding for your next big thing or for your next current thing, whatever it might be. We're going to look at messaging, laser focusing your value proposition, what to say it, what to do, how to do it. We're going to look at launching and monetizing your plan. That includes the 3PR that we just talked about, with the speaking, the publishing, and the digital marketing, plus your personalized sales game plan to take your next big thing into the world. So that program, normally $2,500. If you apply for a conversation with me, meaning you simply want to talk about it today, by the end of today, August 20th, we'll put this on the calendar, you'll save $1,000, and for you, it's only $1,500. So email me right now and put in the subject line 3-session deal, and we'll talk about that. Again, my email is david@doitmarketing.com. If you sign up for the 3-session package today, in other words, if you register, if you decide today, I'm going to give you a 4th session for free. Again, first time I'm doing this on a teleseminar call. That's worth $360 on its own. That means you're now getting 4 90-minute strategic marketing and sales coaching calls instead of 3. Again, you can extend your program immediately, or you can save your extra bonus call for later. Okay, back to the program. I just want to get that out of the way in case people have to run and they jump off the call, they didn't hear the offer, they lose out on the savings, and that would suck. So don't be that guy or gal. Next thing on our agenda is talking about how you can evaluate potential niche markets and decide how to set up your next big thing to maximize your chances for success. Here's my first, biggest, and only piece of advice. Do not guess. Don't guess. Don't hope. Don't wing it. Do some research. So if you're evaluating several different potential niche markets or vertical industries, spend some time on researching each one. And what do I mean by that? What's the first step when you, hey, Newman, you know, okay, I want to research my next big thing, my next big market. What do I do? How does it work? The first step is data gathering, preparation, old-fashioned homework. I mean, think about this today, and this is just totally amazing to me. You think about selling in today's market versus selling even 20 years ago, 1990, 1995, even 13 years ago, like 2000. There is so much available online. Industry, regional, business, and company news is now at everybody's fingertips on the web. So look for articles, look for blogs, look for verbatim quotes from executives in the industry, look for consumer forums, look where people are talking to each other, where they're connecting around your area of expertise, look for video clips, look for audio interviews, and simply capture as much as you can. What I do when I do this, what I recommend to my clients, is that when you go on these shopping trips online, there's research shopping trips, to find links and videos and blogs and forums, create a Google document. Create a Google document and call it Next Big Thing Research File. And that's where you dump all the links, all the quotes, all the sound bites, all the excerpts, all the hyperlinks to the articles and blogs and forums and white papers and PDFs and videos that you find. That way it's a living library. And you can immerse yourself in it. You can cross-check it. You can make sure that you're really evaluating trends and not just kind of one-off, quirky, weird things that you find in various corners of the internet. Hugely, hugely valuable is to have that Next Big Thing electronic file somewhere in the cloud. I use Google Docs. You can use anything you want. But hugely, hugely valuable. Second step is then go directly to the source. Because remember, this Next Big Thing, it shouldn't be a gamble. It shouldn't be a hope and a prayer and, well, let's kind of build it and they will come, because that's suicide. You want to go directly to the source. You want to go to real, live customers and prospects and ask them the same questions. Probe the same issues that you found in your research step. It positions you as an expert resource, and it gives you valuable marketing data that you should be getting anyway. Now, I promised you a simple, repeatable process for researching what types of products and services your target market will pay for, and then use this strategy to start prospecting tomorrow. But it's not prospecting for sales, it's prospecting for information, which will lead to sales. So here it is. Take off your hat as entrepreneur, take off your hat as salesperson. You're a writer, you're a researcher, you're a journalist. Put that hat on your head. Find the top magazines or highly targeted specialized publications that your target prospects read, recognize, and respect. And then prepare yourself to write an article for them. I don't care if this is for yoga moms. I don't care if this is for classic video game nerds. I don't care if this is for high-tech executives, women lawyers, or forest rangers. Believe me, folks, there's a group. There's a blog. There's an association. There's a tribe there. And you need to connect with them. And you need to connect with them in public. Why? Because thought leaders do original research. And for prospecting purposes, this is priceless. So here's how it works. You access a real-life community of buyers that it would take you months to reach individually. In some cases, you couldn't reach these people at all because they'd be hiding in the woodwork. You establish yourself as an expert and a resource in that community. And by community, I mean LinkedIn groups and specialized forums and listservs and various online areas where these folks congregate. If there's a leading blog or two or three, it's going to be in the blog comments. It's going to be in the Facebook groups that those people congregate in. It's going to be in the LinkedIn groups if you're business to business, the LinkedIn groups where those people congregate and want to connect with each other. Now, as soon as you start to reach out to these people with your journalist hat, with your questions that you've prepared based on your research file, you also now have a good reason for a series of follow-up relationship-building opportunities with those same people on those same forums and blogs and social networks. I cannot tell you how powerful this is, and I cannot tell you how successful a good number of my clients have been in just operationalizing this one strategy that I'm giving you right now for free. You can do this. You can hang up. You can. So today's Tuesday. You can do this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Monday, you are going to have a prospecting sales-focused conversation with somebody that's going to lead to a revenue-generating opportunity, either now for your current thing or later for your next thing. But this is about old-fashioned relationship building. It's not magic. It's not voodoo. It's not hype. It's not a scam. You literally are concerned about them doing well. You're asking smart questions that will surface the issues that they're really wrestling with, and then you're packaging and promoting solutions that are exactly the kinds of things that will solve those urgent, pervasive, expensive problems, fill those gaps, meet those needs, and uncover opportunities that maybe even they didn't know existed to improve their lot and improve their condition and solve their problems and do a better job in whatever it is that they're doing as a woman lawyer, as a forest ranger, as a high-tech executive, as a yoga mom, as someone who loves to eat hot dogs and mustard. I mean, again, the niches and the niches you can uncover are basically endless. Okay, let's move on and talk about how to package, promote, and price your next big thing to maximize profitability. First, I have to tell you that if you're thinking of a service business, and some of you are, some of you aren't, I hate hourly pricing. I just hate it. Now, you can do hourly pricing if you want to position yourself as a commodity, but you'll never reach the true potential of the income that you might earn if you charge hourly. There's a natural ceiling to your income, and it's a lot lower than you think. So let's turn this around for the client now. I mean, let's forget about you and me as the service provider, consultant, business owner. Let's turn this around for the client. Clients don't want to really pay by the hour either. So think about it. Do you want your problem solved slowly or quickly? Speed has a tremendous value in the marketplace. In fact, part of what they're paying for with an outside service or an outside expert is speed. So if you can solve it fast, that's worth more to the client than if you take 6 months or a year to fix it. So why should the slow fix cost more? Why should more hours mean more bill at the end of the project? It just doesn't make any sense when you start to unpack it that way. Now, the best way to promote your expertise, that's easy. It's give it away for free. Become the source of top-notch resources, articles, tools, templates, advice, insights, recommendations, and wisdom for the people that you want to serve the most. In my case, obviously, that's people like you. It's consultants, it's speakers, it's thought-leading professionals and entrepreneurs. The distribution channels for you to do this are endless. You can do this online. You can do it with articles, audios, videos, podcasts, books, booklets, your email newsletter, teleseminars like this one, webinars, etc., etc., etc. No matter what you do, and I'm not saying you should do all those things, by the way. You should pick one or two. But the four key words with the two that you pick, offer value and invite engagement. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. Offer value, invite engagement. So for every piece of content that you share, every blog post, every article, every speech that you give, every phone consultation, every free cookie or free sample that you give away, make sure there's a call to action, something to subscribe to, something to download, or a way for them to have an initial consultation or assessment or something else that provides value. The summary is, don't look for ways to sell them. Look for ways to help them. Look for ways to solve their problems. And this is truly not just wordplay. I'm not making kind of a wordplay messaging point here. It's really about your intent. So they can smell a sales pitch a mile away, and they can also pick up the vibe of someone who's genuinely interested in their success. In fact, that's the definition of the term trusted advisor, right? A trusted advisor is someone who puts their client's interests above their own, plain and simple. And here's the dirty little secret. As I've worked with my clients to convert them from salespeople or consultants or speakers or entrepreneurs into trusted advisors, the dirty little secret that's proven time and time again is trusted advisors sell more. Trusted advisors sell more easily, and trusted advisors sell more often than the hawkers and the scammers and the shysters. Now, it doesn't always seem that way in the short term, but it's almost always how it plays out in the long term. So I've worked with clients one-on-one to create many of their next big things. I want to give you one example, kind of start to finish, just to give you an idea of what's possible in your business. And part of this is online. Part of this is writing your book. Part of this is doing a web course or an e-course or productizing your expertise. It's endless. But let me walk through a specific kind of flesh and blood example so you can see how this might play out for you. My longtime friend and client, Ford Myers, is a fabulous career consultant and career author. So Ford and I worked together many years ago to put the building blocks of his whole empire together. It was many next big things for Ford. Ford's website, by the way, is careerpotential.com. So if you want to kind of follow along here as I'm going through the next couple minutes, feel free. See if you can relate to some of these building blocks And then look for the pattern of how each next big thing in his business was a natural extension of the pieces he was already successful with. And then each one opened up new revenue streams and more leverage for Ford personally while strengthening the core business. So the first thing we did is we tightened up his consulting and coaching packages so he could make more money with less effort and more time. That was number one. Then we created his first product. So he's been a career coach, career consultant, career mentor to senior executives, mostly kind of C-level and vice president level guys and gals. We created his first product called the Ultimate Career Guide, which was a big binder and it sold for $100. It's still out there. He's still selling it today. If you check it out, it's ultimatecareerguide.com. Third step. We then added to it and enhanced it with some audio CDs, some bonus downloads, some tools, some templates, electronic forms, and we raised the price. Step four, we then took all of that, plus his 10 years of work prior, we put together a book proposal for Ford System, major mainstream bookstore book, called Get the Job You Want Even When No One's Hiring. Ford sold that book to Wiley. It's now in its third printing. It's sold over 15,000 copies, which is a huge success, by the way, for a non-celebrity business author. Fifth step, we then took Ford's method and training and tools in the binder, combined with the success of the traditionally published book, and created Ultimate Career Consultants, which is a licensing program that gives other career consultants and recruiters access to Ford's methodology and Ford's intellectual property. That's a $9,500 licensing program. So it's a low-volume, high-touch program. Ford sells between 7 and 10 of these a year to folks who he very carefully handpicks, and he screens them because he's very protective of his brand, as he should be. If you want to check out how that program looks and how that works, it's ultimatecareerconsultants.com. Still available, still selling. And again, let me do the math on that for you. If he sells 10 of those a year, just 10 licenses at $9,500, that's $95,000 a year that's coming in just from the licensing revenue stream, right? Sixth step, Ford now runs seminars where all these investable opportunities are available, from the $20 book all the way up to the $9,500 licensing program. And then seventh step, final step, this was the next big thing for Ford, big left turn, big right turn. I guess it's in a good direction, so it's a right turn. We helped Ford put together an internal corporate training program for executives inside organizations who don't want to leave their job, but they want to move up the ladder in their job. They want to move up the ladder faster. And so that program is online at careerseminar.com. And he sells that program for $8,500 a day. Usually it's a two-day program. So he gets paid $17,000 to go inside big companies. He sold this to an insurance company. He sold this to Sunoco. He sold this to a couple of big companies here in the Northeast and the Philadelphia region and sort of up in New York and Boston and sort of all up the Northeast corridor. So building and building and building and building and building. So everything that we talked about here today is not just theory. This is very doable if you apply the strategies and mold this to your specific world with some focus and discipline. So let me give you one final tip, and then we'll finish up with the gifts and the bonuses that I promised you. The final tip, and this has been hugely revolutionary in my own business and every client that I share this with, the aha light bulbs go off and it just opens up a whole new world. The final tip is don't go it alone. Let me repeat that. Do not go it alone. Get help. Use your advocates. Use your allies. Use centers of influence. Use other experts, even so-called competitors, to help you spread the word, help you extend your reach, and bring more of your ideal customers and clients into your tent. Now, think about these three questions. Number one, who already has access to your target market that might be interested in your next big thing? This is after your research, after your vetting process, after you've qualified this as a valid business idea. The three questions to reach out and multiply, be a force multiplier, and bake in other people into your plan is, question one, who already has access to my target market? Question two, who already has my sweet spot prospects on their list? I'm going to repeat that for you. Question two, who already has my sweet spot prospects, the best, most likely high probability prospects on their list already? Question three, how can I partner with those folks to offer win-win-win value, meaning that their prospect wins, they win, and you win, right? It's a three-way thing. And this could be a partnership. This could be a referral relationship. This could be a joint venture relationship. This could be an affiliate relationship. This could just be a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back relationship. But question three is, how can I partner with them to offer win, win, win value? You win, your partner wins, and their customers and prospects and people on their list win. So the sooner you lose the Lone Ranger mindset, the more successful your next big thing will be. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. I had to get this through my own thick head about 1,000 times before it finally sunk in and I finally broke through and this finally made sense and it finally put a lot of money into the bank. The sooner you lose the Lone Ranger mindset, the more successful your next big thing will be. Okay, now for the gift. Whether you decide this is the right time for us to work together or not, I want you to have these two gifts to help you make your next big thing a huge success. Regardless of the economy, no matter what your industry is doing, no matter what your competitors are dishing out, doesn't matter. The first bonus gift is a digital copy of 21 Secrets of Simple Marketing Success. That contains a ton of ideas that will help you put together your strategic marketing plan. It also includes a marketing plan template that you can model from, and then you can start to implement the ideas that you got on this call. The second bonus gift is your Marketing Language Bank workbook. That's going to give you the exact process to craft the most powerful marketing language that is highly focused and highly effective in attracting the exact types of clients and customers that you're trying to reach with your next big thing. So it's getting near the top of the hour. I'm going to check into questions. I also want to be respectful of your time. There's going to be a digital download of this audio in case you want to refer back to it and replay and re-listen to certain sections for your own reinforcement. I'm also going to send you a written copy of the transcript so you have all the advice, all the tips, and of course the two offers that we talked about. All of that's going to be in black and white in your inbox about half hour after we hang up. So we're not quite done. I do want to get to some questions. The two offers are active right now. So I want to recap those before I get to the questions. It's the private marketing mentor program with 90 days of access to me to help you with every aspect of monetizing your next big thing. The special pricing on that is $5,500. If you send me an email at david@doitmarketing.com with 90-day deal in the subject line, 90-day deal. I'll know you're serious about that one. And if you buy that today, you will get 4 months instead of three. And then there's the three-session strategy and roadmap process customized for you and your specific next big thing. The special pricing on that is $1,500. If you send me an email with three-session deal in the subject line, three-session deal, I'll know you're serious about that one. And if you buy that today, you will get four sessions, not three. So let me go to the mailbag here. Question. Again, I'm probably not going to get to all of these. If you have a question and you want to send it in, I'm just going to filter and sort through the first five or six of these. Feel free to email me with the subject line question at david@doitmarketing.com. All right. So question is, will this work with a purely online business? In other words, that you're starting or running a 100% purely online business. There's no professional services. There's no coaching. There's no consulting. There's no nothing. So I'm going to surprise you with my answer. The answer is, well, it may very well work, and of course it does work. I personally am not the best guy to help you with that. So if your business is a 100% purely web-based business, there's no coaching, consulting, speaking, in-person professional services component to it. There are a lot of brilliant people that do online marketing, 100% online marketing, driving more traffic, driving more leads, affiliate programs, you know, online. So, will some of this stuff work? Sure. Take the ideas that I shared with you. If you have the Do It Marketing book, read the Do It Marketing book. I have to give myself a plug there because a lot of good online marketing things in there. As far as the coaching relationship with me, I'm probably not your guy. So this is the other thing, by the way. Let me take a short detour on this Q&A. There are not many people in my world that would give you the answer that I just gave. I happen to know this from personal experience. You probably know this from personal experience as well. The lesson I'm sharing with you is you need to know what kind of prospect, what kind of business, what kind of investable opportunity you are a rock star in. And you need to understand when you're not a fit for that client or that customer or that project or that program, you need to be brutally honest and say, you know what? It looks like the DNA markers of what you want are X, Y, and Z. I am not your guy. And then you refer someone. You refer someone, right? So for example, if you are running a purely online business, the person I would talk to first is my friend Dan Janelle. So Dan Janelle runs PRleads.com. Dan Janelle is also one of the very first internet marketers. He has kept completely current for the last 20 years. Dan is the go-to guy when it comes to pure web-based business, internet marketing, online marketing, digital marketing, as a revenue stream and as a business model. Working with Dan is your best bet, not working with me. So the challenge question for you then, before I get to my next question here, is are you willing to have the same conversation with your prospects? Are you willing to say, oh, you know what, not a fit for me? And then who's in your platinum Rolodex that you can say, you know what, that's not me. That's my friend Sally. That's my friend Bob. That's my friend Mark. You got to talk to Susan. She's the rock star. If your goals are in that direction, I'm not the best guy or gal to do that program for you. You totally have to talk to Susan. That's where she's a star. So the more you do that, the more your integrity goes up, the more your focus goes up, the more your reputation goes up. So I'm just sharing that with you. All right. Who was the first person organization you partnered with to improve your business? Gosh. Well, so I'll give you two answers very quickly. The first organization that I partnered with was the National Speakers Association. Some of you know that I am deeply involved and deeply committed in the Professional Association for Experts Who Speak, which is the National Speakers Association, or NSA. Me joining NSA back in 2006 was probably equivalent to getting an MBA degree in the speaking business. And the relationships that I made there, the friendships that I have today, are so hugely valuable that wasn't even a formal partnership. That was just me joining like-minded colleagues and friends and people who were sort of fighting the good fight like I am. But the sharing, the knowledge, the networking, the education that I got initially from NSA was invaluable. Partnerships with individual people, I would say you have to have a series of mentors, you have to hire coaches. I mean, I just looked at this actually because I'm preparing another program for later in the fall. And so in the marketing copy, it says, I have spent over $60,000 on other coaches, consultants, and professional development and training for myself, right? $60,000. And you look at it like, wow, dude, you must be a professional development junkie. And the answer is, I'm a professional success junkie. So if I'm not successful at something, I need to connect with someone who's already 5 steps or 10 steps or 20 steps ahead of me, who's been there, done that, bought the t-shirts, walked on the landmines, etc. And I recommend the same for you. So if any of these things that we talk about today, you're like, wow, gosh, you know, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do this third thing. You know, find folks that have done it. And then there's free help. There's low-cost help. There's expensive help. Right? So there's free help. It could be networking, you know, coffee, lunch, phone call, whatever. Low-cost help could be joining some kind of group coaching program or teleseminar-based program. And then individual help, obviously, I can help you with that. But there's lots of other good resources out there. Is getting one-on-one mentoring, paid professional mentoring, where someone is the co-pilot for your success. So I've done that to the tune of $60,000 over the last 11 or 12 years. I look back on each of those opportunities, it's the best money I ever spent on my business. There's not, with one or two exceptions, and there have been obviously dozens and dozens of investable opportunities embedded in that $60,000, with one or two tiny minor exceptions, I don't regret a single one of those things. So that's the best answer I can give you there. What was pillar number three? What was pillar number three? I'm guessing you're saying pillar number three of 3PR, and it was speaking, publishing, and social media marketing or digital marketing. So that was pillar number three. Good listening. Good listening on that. All right, my friends. Well, our time is just about up. If you have additional questions, even though our official time is up, feel free to email me. Always happy to chat. The offers are active now, and again, my email address is david@doitmarketing.com. 90-day deal if you want to look at working together in the big program. 3-session deal if you want to look at working together in the smaller, more defined program. If it's the right time and the right place for you to launch your next big thing or to make your current thing your next big thing, I'd love to work with you in either one of those programs that's appropriate for you. Thank you for listening. So much appreciate you being on the call. Watch for some follow-up emails with the resources, downloads, and links, and have a great day. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.